The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
So you know when you just kind of start to notice people's reaction to things that you say?
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I've been, you know, obviously we talked about this before. I haven't really been very active health-wise. You know, everyone says new year, new me, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've just been watching TV for most of January, and then now it's into February. I really do have to start to do something.
Oh, dear.
Like, it's true.
Well,
I do.
We are encouraging you. And Rich from Remix 92 also gave you a gym membership.
Yeah, for a month.
For Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone's encouraging you to do stuff.
So I kind of thought, because I don't really like exercising, I kind of thought, why don't I take up boxing? Because then you get fit. Boxers always look super fit.
Yeah.
And also you get to learn how to do something at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You get to learn how to fight. The thing is, whenever I bring it up with people, they all have the same reaction.
Mm.
So when I brought it up with you weeks ago, you said, oh, it's really, really good to get your anger out.
Yeah. Well, I followed it with stress relief.
Yeah, you did.
It is good for that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess because you were like, I get to learn how to fight. And I was like,
Yeah, it's cool. Then I mentioned it to Kiwi Jamie, who came past my joint yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
I said, he goes, oh, what are you doing? Because he was about to go for a run. And I said, I promise if I keep saying it, I have to do it. I really want to do boxing. He goes, yeah, that'd be really good for you. Let the anger out.
Hilarious.
And then he left.
So that's two people.
That's two.
Yeah.
So just to convince myself I wasn't going mad, I just rolled the recorder on my phone in my pocket up in the kitchen before we were making coffee.
Bit of a social experiment.
And I just brought it up with producer Rog, who said this.
It's like boxing, so.
You'll love it. Like, I'll come with you. I tell you what, you'll love it. It's dead good for anger management.
So that's fine. That's fine.
Then, anger management.
Then I made another coffee and recorded Layla. Our producer Layla's reaction to when I brought up about the boxing as well.
So I'm thinking of doing this boxing thing over at our Cuz.
Oh, yeah?
They've got like these boxing classes there.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're all right. Like, apparently it's supposed to get you super fit, so.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people do it to, like, get their anger out. Be good for you.
Get their anger out.
It would be good for you.
Yeah.
Begs the question. Why an angry person?
Well, you just told us how you bailed over the speed bump before.
Yeah.
You didn't see it. I kind of feel like you were driving at it.
Driving at the speed bump.
Yeah, because you're quite an erratic driver, so maybe there is a little bit of anger inside of you.
So I am in the mornings, the speed bump, I'm taking it out on the speed bump.
Yeah, maybe it's the anger inside.
If that's my only example, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay.
Anything else? Like, tell me now, am I an angry person? Tell me.
You have aged tragically.
What's she dribbling on about?
Oh, I think it's just clearing a blockage or something.
It's tea time, darlings.
Oh,
royal
this is
tea
lovely.
Time, guys. Inaugural royal tea time as well, where we're going to chat about the royals while drinking tea.
Because that's just what we do. And there's 100 days till the royal wedding.
So
we're celebrating almost.
Actually 100 days from today.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
so we're
lovely.
Having a drink.
So today's brew is the T2 range.
Yes.
English breakfast. If you want to pour yourselves a lovely little teacup over there, thank you, producer Roger. I actually picked this up in Singapore when I was there on the way back from Australia, coming to Dubai.
That sounds so good.
Sounds royal, doesn't it?
So good.
What do you think?
I love it.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's very good.
So apart from the 100-day countdown, there is actually big news. We were going to touch on this yesterday because I thought yesterday that Fergie wasn't going to the wedding.
Well, no, yeah, because usually she, well, not usually, but last time when Wills and Kate got married, she wasn't invited.
She wasn't invited to Wills and Kate?
No, she wasn't.
I didn't know that, actually.
Mm.
Is she, look, you are much more a fay on the royals than I am.
Yes.
With watching The Crown, I imagine.
Yeah, of course. I'm well educated now.
Yeah.
I know everything about the monarchy.
Because obviously Fergie and Andrew are divorced. Is that why she's the outsider? But still, she would be Harry's aunt.
Yeah, she's still Harry's aunt.
Yeah, yeah.
She's still mother to, what are the girls' names?
Peaches and Eugenie.
Isn't it Beatrice?
Peaches is Bob Geldof's daughter.
Yeah,
I always call her Peaches.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Beatrice, I always think she's Peaches.
I love the name Beatrice, by the way.
I thought anyone in the royal family calling their child Peaches.
Yeah.
I always used to think it was Peaches and Beetroot. I used to get really confused.
As a child, maybe. Yeah.
His cousins are obviously going to be going to the wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So producer Layla has the yes or the no on whether Sarah Ferguson's going to the wedding.
Is it confirmed?
So she's definitely going to be invited because Prince Harry said it's too much of a headache.
Isn't that you know, I love that planning a wedding with the royals is exactly the same as planning a wedding with us commoners.
Literally.
Invite old uncle, Auntie Ferg as well. It'll be too much trouble if she's not there.
I think he's also saying, you know, his cousins are going to be there. And maybe I have a funny feeling he might have a soft spot for Sarah.
I think that Sarah Ferguson
is the fun.
Correct.
She's the fun auntie.
Is a party. Yes.
Yes.
You know, when like ABBA comes on at about midnight on the dance floor and there's like that group of like three or four
yep.
women
yep.
and there's always an old aunt yes. there. Aha! Yeah, that's Fergie, 100%.
I think so too. Did he say anything else?
So he said he is still quite close with her and he would like to have her there when Meghan's walking down the aisle towards him.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, they are still family. So
yeah.
I think
absolutely.
It's quite a nice gesture as well.
Yeah.
So pretty successful royalty.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was lovely.
How's the tea?
I'm going to be a little bit honest. Oh, where's the music gone?
No, go ahead, be
it's
honest.
It's a tiny bit bitter for me.
Oh, I knew there was going to be a problem.
It's overbrewed.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, see?
It's never
good
enough.
At least we were honest.
It's never good enough.
The first tea time, there's always room for improvement.
Fine.
Pricey Scandal.
Well, Jerry Horner, a.k.a. Ginger Spice. Mm. I think she's your favourite, isn't she, Harry?
I like sporty, but I liked Ginger when I was younger.
Yeah, I think you liked Ginger for the looks, sporty for the music cred.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Yeah, you're spot on.
There's something about that Union Jack dress that, yeah.
I loved it. But it's just, you know when you hear that back to yourself?
You're
like, we're talking about the Spice Girls here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why wasn't I into Metallica or something?
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, well, so Jerry has said that she wants the Spice Girls to have their long-awaited comeback by performing at this year's royal wedding.
I'm so down for that.
Yeah, so obviously they know it's going to be in May, and they're like, well, that's perfect amount of time for us to, like, rehearse, get our stuff together, and, you know, the big launch can be at the royal wedding. And she said, you know, it would be the great British theme. Is there anything more supremely British than a royal wedding? Like,
I agree.
It just seems perfectly, like, you know, the stars are aligning kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she thinks it would be perfect for them. Apparently Meghan Markle is a huge fan of the Spice Girls, so that would make it pretty showbiz as well, because mm-hmm. obviously Meghan Markle from a hit TV show in America, Suits. So it all kind of would be pretty fun.
Look, and I know there are a lot of like royalists and traditionalists that are thinking this is trash, but I disagree. They don't have to be like, I imagine it is a bit like London kind of shuts down for the day.
Yes.
You've got the Spice Girls on an outdoor stage somewhere in London, like a Piccadilly Circus or something like that. There's a royal motorcade towards their plane. It spice up your life. There's helicopters with aerial shots.
Yeah.
Like, it would be amazing.
I'm thinking more Two Become One, like the slow jams.
Oh, right, yeah.
But that would be cool too. Yeah, it would be incredible.
Yeah.
Sarah Ferguson apparently going to be at the wedding as well.
Oh, the
that
fun
makes
aunt.
It a party. Yeah, everyone yeah. wants the fun aunt at the wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just think that this is going to be a really kind of a spectacle.
Absolutely. The Queen's on the G&Ts before midday. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. 100 days from today, by the way.
100 days, the countdown for the royal wedding. We can't wait for it. If the Spice Girl's going to be there as well, then I'm all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you have it. More Scandal in 1 hour. Are you excited?
I am super excited about this now. Hey, by the way, I saw this the other day. I don't know if you saw it. Because I don't watch Suits, but apparently Meghan Markle on the set of Suits, she's got like an on-screen dad. Is that right?
Ooh. Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
They would be talking about Harry, but they use code words.
Really?
Yeah. So her on-screen dad knew that she was dating Prince Harry, but in front of everyone, they were talking about it in code. I heard that the other day.
I'm going to have to look that up now.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what the code word is, right?
I love that TV show. If you need a new TV show, Suits is fantastic.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.
Witness the fitness. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness.
You're running the square mile relay tonight, Pricey.
Yeah, in approximately, well, in 12 hours, hopefully it will be over.
Yeah. This I've never heard someone talk of it that way.
I do countdowns for things that way. I'm like, okay, 11 hours to go. All right, 12 hours. Like, so I just, yeah.
But your countdown is until it's over.
Yeah, well, because I'm running a mile and I'm not a runner or anything, no. But I'm part of a team. I've been signed up. There's 10 of us in the team and we all have to do this one lap around in DIFC.
Right.
And then we have to pass a baton to the next person and then they go around. And all of your times are recorded and they're put on the Bloomberg website as well.
Oh, so you're accountable for it.
Forever.
Yeah.
So if anyone looks me up, they're going to know how long it takes me to run a mile. And that's a really long time. I know. Anyway, so you guys have been great. All week you guys have given me all these different pieces of information. You've given me expert advice. We got Harriet on Sunday and she told me about that. We've tested my times. I ran to Costa as well and came back and I seemed to be doing okay. Then I proved that I didn't need an adult diaper either.
Yeah, we worked. Well, you actually said, it's okay, I've got Imodium anyway, which we worked out in hindsight.
Because apparently runners can sometimes, you know.
Well, no, apparently. Who's the name of that runner again, producer Layla? Paula Radcliffe.
Yeah.
While you're eating your breakfast this morning, look up Paula Radcliffe on YouTube.
No, don't do that. Also, yesterday you guys got a massage for me, so my legs have been massaged in preparation of the relay as well.
Hey, just before you go on, in fairness, I know you do cop it from us.
Yeah.
You do.
Thank you.
I just want to say this. You've done really well.
Thank you. And I haven't even ran the mile yet.
You haven't even ran the mile.
I haven't.
But I know you went for a run yesterday as well.
Yeah, I did.
Kiwi Jamie came past, picked up some sneakers for you.
Yeah, that was nice.
So I knew you were going for a run.
Yeah.
You've done really well. I am proud of you.
So I've decided to take matters into my own hands this morning because I knew that we had to do a segment in preparation of the relay tonight.
Mm.
And I wasn't sure what you guys were going to be doing to me and I wasn't confident either. Mm. So now I've decided to do this. I'm doing something I've seen a lot of marathon runners do before.
Okay.
So I'm going to try this. We can do this as a group as well. It's not just me now this time. It's all of us.
Okay.
This is a favourite pastime on the show as well that we like doing.
And this is the challenge to prepare you for the square mile relay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Lady and gentlemen, we are carb loading.
Yes!
Chip buddies for everybody. You carb load before you go for a run. That's what you do.
You hold it up to... Where did you even get those from?
The guys at Ready Road sent them over.
I didn't even see that come in.
We are having chip buddies because we need to carb load for tonight's race.
This isn't a challenge. This is just what we'd be doing at 20 to 8 in the morning anyway.
Stuff of dreams.
So you're going to just eat Ready Roast chip buddies this morning in preparation for your race.
Marathon runners do. They like pasta and like, I don't know.
In fairness, I've never ran a marathon, nor do I really exercise. So I'm just going to take your word for it.
Let's do it, guys. We're not doing any sort of test today apart from just eating.
I love when we give Pricey the challenge of setting her own challenge. It's just eating chips.
I have grown, like honestly, when I was a kid, that's all I ate. Mashed potato sandwiches with ketchup.
Yeah.
I was a bit of a fatty.
What was your nickname again that your mum gave?
Fat Nat.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, I
wonder
Natalie.
What caused that. Yeah. Naomi Campbell jumped on Good Morning Britain the other day with Piers Morgan. I'm not a huge fan of Piers Morgan, but talking about Grid Girls, which has been in the news the last couple of weeks. The Grid Girls, if you don't know, the girls that kind of go to the F1 and races around the world, they hold up the numbers for the laps. Some of them, you wouldn't really say scantily clad. I haven't really seen them scantily clad in the last few years.
Well, yeah, they're almost, they do the numbers, but they're also kind of almost walking billboards because their outfits are also, you know, they've got sponsors all over them as well. Like it's all part of the whole team kind of marketing kind of, you know,
absolutely.
Boys as well.
Teams send their own, countries send their own as well to represent.
Mm-hmm.
As far as we're aware, the girls enjoyed working, traveling the world.
Well, I don't think they're under duress.
Correct,
when they're there. I think they really enjoy it as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't have applied for the job.
Correct. This is what Naomi Campbell, the discussion that happened on Good Morning Britain.
Listen, they're holding up the numbers so that the drivers can all get in place. I've been to so many races. I've never been... put off by it.
Did you find it offensive or not?
I've never found it offensive. And I've walked on that grid many times.
See, here's where I think people are confused about what feminism means, because it's a lot of radical feminists saying this has to be banned. They wanted Page Three Girls banned. They wanted the girls banned. When the girls that all do that kind of
like
thing,
the
men, thoroughly enjoy it.
It's like they're representing their country. Like, you've got it in Bahrain, you've got it in London, in England, at Silverstone, you've got it at Monaco. They're there proud to be representing their country in whatever way they can, and to do with a sport. It's been that way for years. It's
always
been that way.
And they're exercising their rights as feminists, as women.
It's their way.
To use their bodies how they like.
Yes, I have never found it offensive.
Naomi Campbell on Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan talking about the grid girl situation.
Yeah, because this is right after the guys at Formula One. So his name's Sean Bratches. He's the Managing Director of Commercial Operations. He said the practice of employing grid girls has been a staple for the Formula One Grand Prix for decades. But he said, we feel this custom doesn't resonate with our brand values and clearly is at odds with modern day societal norms.
So we've always talked about a bit on this show about PC, political correctness gone crazy.
Yes.
It's a hard issue for me to comment on because I'm not a girl.
Mm.
Genuinely, what are your thoughts on it? Do you think they should be banned or?
Absolutely not. I don't think so at all. Like, I don't follow that. Like, I'm not a huge kind of F1 fan. Like,
no,
I,
me neither.
I don't live for it. And I know a lot of women do, but I don't.
Yeah.
But what I do love about the F1 is the glamour of it all.
Glitz
I
and the
love
glam.
The grid girls. I think they're beautiful. I think they're really fun. They add a little bit, like a little something to the F1.
Yeah.
The only reason why I watch it is for the grid girls, and I like to predict the tyre change times. That's all I do. That's why I watch it. But it does kind of appeal to me in that way.
Yeah. So, and I know it's hard for us to comment as well because we don't have kids, but do you think it would be different if you were taking your daughter along?
No.
No?
No. Everyone has to have their own opinions. Everyone has, I mean, if you're feeling, I don't know why it would be such a big deal if your child saw a grid girl on the track. What's the big deal?
I've seen girls wearing less at Dubai Mall.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
I mean, just get on the internet. Get on Instagram these days. There's a lot less going on there. So it's like it's going to be everywhere. And these poor girls, I feel bad for the grid girls because...
Well, they've lost their jobs.
They've lost their jobs. Yeah. Like, you know, this is... all, like, sometimes for those girls, it can be a pathway into the modelling world. It's made names for different models and supermodels around the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where they started. And it's like, well, great. Now that's just chopped off another avenue for me to get to where I want to be. Because some guy in commercial operations has decided...
Yeah, some numpty with a pen. Exactly.
Yeah, the sales guys are worried about the marketing guys. And it's like, well, no. It's still doing, it's still making jobs. It's still, it has its appeal.
Yeah, and as you said, it's not under duress. It's their choice. Yeah. I know a bunch of promo girls, working in radio, we employ promo girls all the time, that love what they do.
Yeah.
Love their job.
Exactly.
4009, obviously it's a broader conversation, but the banning of grid girls.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think it should happen?
Yeah, yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we get into a bit more broadly from there. But 4009, would love for you to get in touch. Opened up Pandora's box this morning. Naomi Campbell appeared on Good Morning Britain talking about the ban on grid girls at the F1. This is now a worldwide thing.
Yes.
No more grid girls.
The
it's done.
F1 guys have officially said that there will be no more grid girls ever.
Mm.
It's a decade-long... so many decades long tradition, but now they've decided, no, it's not going to be right. It's not in line with their brand values.
We've always spoken on this show how, like, I hate how PC everything is becoming. I think we've made that pretty clear.
Yes.
This is a tough one for me to comment on because I'm not a young woman.
Yeah.
You've made your thoughts pretty clear on this.
Yeah, I don't think that they should ban her. I think, there's more to it than just being, what people think. People are just taking it for face value and not for what... it could potentially bring these girls as well.
Got some interesting and very passionate callers on hold this morning wanting to get on. Mel's up first. How are you doing this morning, Mel?
Hi, Ari and Pricey. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
You're excellent. Good morning.
Grid girls, are you for the ban or against it?
I'm all for it, but I think it should actually be open to everyone. So guys and girls, if they want to be a grid person.
Totally.
I don't think it should be just limited to girls and it would make everybody happy if they wanted to do that kind of role.
Yeah, I think that the F1 probably wouldn't have got as much backlash if they had opened for grid guys as well.
Well, like hot guys with washboard abs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see.
You and me both, Mel.
but if all jokes aside, it's an equality thing, isn't it? Like, if you're going to have grid girls, why not have grid guys as well?
Absolutely.
That's kind of what you mean?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, exactly. That's right. That's what I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're saying they shouldn't have like completely banned it. They should have just gone the other way.
Doubled the amount of jobs available.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, this is why we need to be in their brainstorm next time.
Yes, that's right. They should ask us.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show, hon.
Thank you very much. I love your show. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, thanks. Mel. Thank you. 4009 is our number. We're talking the ban on grid girls. Naomi Campbell was on Good Morning Britain saying that she was against the ban on the grid girls at the F1s.
Yes.
Getting your thoughts on 4009. Nikki.
Yes, hi, it's Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent.
Good.
I'd love to know your thoughts. What are you thinking, Nikki?
I think you need to have a bigger conversation before you just outright ban everything. I think the conversation needs to be, why are these girls hired? Is it purely because of how they look? Is it because of how good they're going to look in certain types of outfits? How much control do they have over what they do wear? Mm-hmm. And if they have control over how they wear and the industry is open to employing girls of a variety of sizes and of a variety of races and all those things, then I don't see why they should be banned.
No, of course.
Yeah, that's a common sense approach to it, isn't it? Like, it's the first person's made sense rather than, because we're so PC now, rather than just a broad, okay, it's not happening. You're right. It could have been more open.
Absolutely. And I mean, like, I'm a woman and I'm all for empowering women. And I would consider myself a feminist because I think women should be treated equally as men in every single situation. And I think there's a group of women who are going like, no, ban everything that sexualizes women. Just because they can, and I think that's taking away from the conversation of how do we make sure that everybody is treated equally and everyone's given the same opportunities without, you know, regardless of their gender or anything. I think that's the conversation that should be having, not just like, let's just ban everything we disagree with.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Yeah, well said.
I'm with that as well.
Well said. Really appreciate your thoughts this morning. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
Jenny joins us on 4009. Hi, Jenny. What are your thoughts?
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Sorry, I'm dropping my kid off at nursery, so I've sent that text message and then got a bit panicked. But the point is, I'm listening to you saying that this morning, and it's making me mad because it's year 2018 and we are going backwards in terms of equality to me. And you're talking about, you know, glamour. Why aren't there grid boys stood next to those girls? Because it's all about objectification of women, and it's about people reducing women to just being about all about their appearance and nothing else. I don't think it's glamorous. I'm a mum. I've got two sons, and I don't want them to see that because I want them to value women for their whole beings and not just their bodies.
But isn't it their choice? Isn't it the grid girl's choice? Yeah,
but it's not. But it's the influence of society. Come on, it's not. If society says, "Hey, that's not cool," then people will stop doing it. Yes, it's their choice. Yes, but it's because society says this is what you're valued for, this is what you're good at. I'm sure those women who stood there have got great big brains as well as great big everything else. That's what I want to know about.
They probably do, but what if they have great big brains and, you know what, the money from this grid girl gig is going to get...
But why aren't men?
That's not the argument here. The argument here is that these grid girls are being objectified, but what if it's their choice to go and maybe they're making money to pay for their university or to pay for a further job or to be there to be part of a PR exercise where they can meet other people?
I believe there are better ways to do that, and that is not what I want to see the younger generation of women learning and looking up to. I really strongly believe that if there are other jobs, hang on, sweetheart, if there are other jobs that they can be doing, then that's what they should be doing. Because at the end of the day, all they're doing is being admired for their bodies only, and that is reducing women to less than what their value really is.
It's interesting to get your take on it because you've got kids, but we did just have Mel on before who said that she would like, and she was a woman, obviously, she would like it if there were grid guys as well. What if, hypothetically, there were grid guys and girls? Would you be cool with that?
No, because it's the same argument. If we're talking about equality, then I don't want to look at, you know, I don't, that's to me, first of all, it's not about power. You're not empowering those people, whoever it is, man or woman. You are placing them up as an object of lust, and that's it. So I don't want to do that to anybody.
That's my own take on it.
Okay. Pricey
scandal. So Quentin Tarantino, he did an interview with Deadline, and he said the Uma Thurman crash, that car crash we talked about yesterday on the set of Kill Bill, that was the biggest regret of his life. So to catch you up with everything, Uma Thurman released yesterday on her Instagram a video of when they were filming Kill Bill, when she was forced to do a scene, and the scene was driving a car, but the car was just, it was a really bad car. It was no great condition at all. And she crashed it. She crashed it by accident, but she did crash it. And all the execs at Miramax and Harvey Weinstein and everybody, they all covered it up, and they never showed the scene, but they also never gave her the footage until 15 years later. So she finally released it. And obviously Kill Bill, the director of that film, is Quentin Tarantino.
Right.
So Tarantino has said he took the heat for the stunt because the people at fault, they had completely lawyered up. So all those execs up top, they completely lawyered up.
They
and so poor Quentin Tarantino, you know, the kooky director, he's probably living on a shoestring budget at the time, was just like, I'm going to have to take the hit for this one. And so, yeah, he's really opened up about that. Uma Thurman has straight out blamed Harvey Weinstein, saying he's at fault, amongst other names as well. But, yeah, I feel bad for Quentin Tarantino because, obviously, he was the kind of the Muppet, the kind of, you know, the puppet that took the fall.
Yeah, yeah.
But
fall guy.
He was the fall guy, and now it's the biggest regret of his life and his professional career.
Wow.
It sucks.
I haven't watched the car crash. I don't think I really want to, but you can see it on Uma Thurman's Instagram
if
you do want to, I don't know, get some insight into it. But
it's pretty violent. Like, it's like she's got no protection whatsoever.
Did she buy her car from a staff member here at Dubai 92?
No, she didn't.
Right, because remember that car I bought?
Yeah, that was only you, Harry.
It caught on fire on Arkell Road.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Are you going to name and shame or, you know? Don't do it.
I better not. We have new management now, so I better not, just in case. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.